A woman who lost her father in the Mount Erebus crash is happy there will finally be a memorial to remember those who lost their lives. The Waitemata local board has given landowner consent for a memorial in Dovemire Robinson Park in Parnell, despite local objection and an emotional public meeting on the issue yesterday. Here's one of the objectors, Jo Malcolm.
Those of us who oppose this are not NIMBYs. We are not a small handful of locals. We come from across this beautiful city. We are diverse politically and socially. We are not awful, unkind, uncaring people, and we are not averse to change.
Well, Catherine Carter was 15 when her father, pilot Jim Collins, died on Erebus in 1979. She's with us now. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
You were at the meeting yesterday. What was it like to sit through it, to listen to it, to hear what all the people had to say?
Oh, well, thank you for asking, Susie. As you can imagine, it was a long meeting. I think you've described that to your listeners, 6.5 hours. And it was quite a traumatic experience in a way, because we'd been anticipating possibly that it would be a difficult meeting to attend, and especially there are the family members. When we've had a history of 41 years of Erebus history, it was a difficult time, but it was also very important to be present. So, yes, it was an interesting experience, put it that way.
What was it like to hear people say that they didn't want this memorial?
Well, I think in general, quite possibly, there's a sector of there's always a sector of society that opposes anything that's new. And in this instance, we're talking about a memorial in a park that's a well-known local park. I think the problem with Erebus is that it's always been the question's always been, where do you put a memorial for an accident that happened in the Antarctic? I mean, nobody, unfortunately, or very few people have ever visited the Antarctic, so it would be virtually impossible to have a memorial on site that any family members or any members of the public that were interested could visit. So I think almost no matter where the memorial potentially would be, there'd always be a problem with local opposition. In this instance, it's an old suburb, and Parnell has a lot of people who have lived here for a very long time who have certain views about how a park should be used. So I think you come up against that to some degree when you have something new like this that's proposed, especially with regard to attitude to death and memory. And for some people, I think they had perhaps with the least knowledge about the Erebus accident, perhaps had an antipathy towards having a memorial to 257 dead in the public park.
Why do you think there is that antipathy? Is it about NIMBYism, or is there something else behind it?
Well, it's a difficult question to answer because I'm not opposed to the memorial, so it's probably a question to ask people who are opposed to it. Personally, we're obviously very relieved. We've had a long a long time to have to come to grips with the accident. There's been a lot of trauma for us as a family, and obviously for New Zealand as a whole. You know, we're very grateful to the original landowners of the area, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, who have very kindly and generously donated the site to the people of Erebus, or to the government, really, on behalf of the Erebus family. And I think that in itself is significant, that the local iwi feel that this is important, and that's good enough for us. I mean, we've had support from so many quarters, from the government, obviously, who are trying to do the right thing after a long history of difficulty with being with Erebus. And, you know, finally, this is a time of peace and reconciliation, and I can't answer to the people that object to that. I think we have to all be bigger than ourselves, and we're all good at doing that as New Zealanders. We work together very well. So it's difficult to answer that question about the opposition. I'm a bit stuck on that one myself.
Because I would imagine it must be very hurtful to hear some of the comments that were made yesterday when they're talking about your dad.
Well, to be quite honest, Susan, I think when one's had a good parent or good parenting and has lived with people who are good people, my parents, both my father was and my mother is, you learn to live and to understand that there are certain principles by which you live. And so we've always conducted ourselves in a way which we've always hoped our parents would be proud of us. And that means often taking, having to withstand some unfair behaviour. And I think that in life, if you have a strong career principle about how you live, I think you can manage to get through it. To be quite honest, it has been hurtful to a degree, but then we just think of the big picture and the important principles and the foundation principles upon which our society is founded, and that is that we have to care about each other fundamentally.
It doesn't mean that it doesn't take a toll, though, by doing that.
Well, it does take a toll. I mean, I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I said it didn't take a toll. It certainly takes a toll, but we have to have faith that in the end, good will out. Ultimately, I think we all have to be optimistic that that will happen. And for the people that are, the people that have had an issue with this project, I think need to look to themselves in terms of their own moral compass, in terms of their ethics, and actually say what is at stake here. Is it really that bad for me to be able to say yes to a memorial in a public park? I mean, this is public land. This is the worst peacetime disaster in our history that's been signified here. There's been a lot of learning that's come from it. Everybody in New Zealand is safer from this. We all fly. Obviously this year nobody has, but outside New Zealand with the COVID problem. But generally all people flying in the world, and this is international acknowledgement, are safer from that accident because of the learning that came out of it with aviation safety. So, we should all be grateful to the people that died in a way, because without them, we wouldn't have had a lot of advancements and we wouldn't be better off. So I think it takes time to acknowledge these lessons, and often it's intergenerational, and I hope that the people of the future in Waitemata will come to the memorial as a place to enjoy it, as well as to reflect upon the... When you see 257 names written, it's a lot of people, a lot of names, and I think hopefully people will start to understand and look into the reasons why this accident happened and who died and what has come from it that's positive. And I think then we grow up as a nation when we do that.
Absolutely. Look, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for talking to us on Morning Report. Catherine Carter, who was 15 when her father, pilot Jim Collins, died on Erebus back in 1979.